Iron Man, Demon in a Bottle, a groundbreaking Marvel Comics storyline. Demon in a Bottle is a landmark story arc in Marvel Comics' Iron Man series, published in 1979. Spanning issues 120 to 128, this narrative broke new ground by addressing the serious issue of alcoholism within the context of superhero comics. The storyline focuses on Tony Stark's personal battle with addiction, marking a significant departure from typical superhero fare of the time. Origins and creative team written by David Michelinie and Bob Layton, with art by John Romita Jr. Bob Layton and Carmine Infantino, Demon in a Bottle, won the 1980 Eagle Award for Favorite Single Comic Book Story. The final issue, 128, is particularly notable, ranking 41st in Wizard Magazine's 100 Best Single Issue Comics Since You Were Born. Plot summary. The story begins with a malfunction in Iron Man's armor during a rescue mission, setting off a chain of events involving Namor, Roxxon Oil Corporation, and Justin Hammer. As pressures mount, Tony Stark increasingly turns to alcohol for solace. The arc portrays Stark's gradual descent into alcoholism, with his drinking progressing from occasional to daily. The narrative reaches its climax in issue 128, when a drunken outburst causes his loyal butler, Edwin Jarvis, to quit. This shock forces Stark to confront his addiction. With the help of Bethany Cabe, who has her own history with addiction, Tony acknowledges his problem and begins the path to recovery. Character development, Demon in a Bottle, significantly deepens Tony Stark's character, revealing his vulnerabilities and flaws. This portrayal of a superhero grappling with a very human problem made Iron Man more relatable to readers. The storyline also highlights the importance of supporting characters like Bethany Cabe and Edwin Jarvis in Stark's journey. Impact and legacy. This storyline had a profound impact on comic book storytelling. 1. It demonstrated that superhero comics could tackle mature, real-world issues. 2. The arc set a new standard for character depth and development in the genre. 3. It paved the way for more complex and nuanced superhero narratives. 4. The story has remained relevant, influencing Iron Man's character in comics and other media for over 4 decades. Demon in a Bottle is now considered a classic in comic book history. Its enduring popularity is reflected in the current market value of the issues, particularly 128. Well-preserved copies can fetch over $1,000, while even average copies sell for around $50 on platforms like eBay. Conclusion: Demon in a Bottle represents a pivotal moment in comic book storytelling. By addressing Tony Stark's struggle with alcoholism, it broadened the scope of what superhero narratives could achieve. The storyline's exploration of personal demons and the journey to overcome them has left an indelible mark on the Iron Man legacy and on the broader landscape of comic book storytelling. This groundbreaking arc demonstrated that even superheroes can face human challenges, making them more relatable and inspiring to readers. Its impact continues to resonate in modern comic book narratives, encouraging more nuanced and mature storytelling in the superhero genre. Thanks for listening to this fascinating dive into Iron Man's Demon in a Bottle storyline. If you found this audio insightful, why not share it with your fellow comic book enthusiasts? Spread the word about this groundbreaking narrative that changed superhero storytelling. Your friends might discover a new appreciation for Tony Stark's complex journey. Hit that share button now, and let's keep the conversation going.